like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is...
It's Movie Time.
Wayne, what is this with Scarlett Johansson? We're back again. We saw her Under the Skin
just a few months ago.
And now she's in Lucy?
Her. You know, the somebody who could do the disembodied voice of a movie get serious Oscar buzz.
Good point about her. Another science fiction. So that's three we've seen this year with her. I was mentioning to you how much she was beginning to remind me of Marilyn Monroe. With a dash of Jane Fonda.
Now, she may have been a better choice for Marilyn Monroe in that one movie, My Week with Marilyn, than Michelle Williams. In this movie, Lucy, she starts off, you talk about vulnerable, right to the close-ups of the snot running out of her nose. She's so scared, but then she turns into this character.
They're in Taipei. There are a bunch of Asians who are very interested in this little briefcase that she is bringing in for the boyfriend. What I love is there's a little bit of Keystone Cops going on here.
I mean,
some of it is very funny. In fact, much of the movie is funny.
Very humorous.
Yeah.
I like, even though we talk about her and what a great character she is, and she pulls it off so effectively, the supporting cast is excellent.
Yes.
And Morgan Freeman, you talk about somebody who can add a level of integrity and respect to a movie, and having him there as this brilliant scientist,
yes,
and intercutting some of the early scenes with him lecturing about the capacity of the human brain.
What I really liked about this was Morgan Freeman was not totally in control.
Yes.
Usually he plays something close to God.
Yes. Yeah.
In this one, he stumbles. He's uncertain. The conceit really here is that how do you unlock the brain so that we use more than our 10%?
Yeah.
Luc Besson, the director, has an incremental increase in the brain capacity that she uses throughout the film. So it's kind of like chapters.
And I think effectively intercutting scenes of what's going on inside of her internally as her body is ingesting this blue, crystally-like stuff, this very potent drug. You're right about Freeman.
Now, if you have seen La Femme Nikita or The Fifth Element, which are other films, action films of Luc Besson, you'll know that he does it with style. The concept of using the brain becomes a little turgid for me.
I think so, too. But the believability of this telekinesis she had by unlocking her brain and guns flying everywhere, where people, you know, hanging from the ceilings, a bit too much for me. But I think the director also effectively intercuts this juxtaposition of particular scenes, like early on when she's being hunted down by these thugs, and intercutting scenes of a leopard stalking an animal.
Yes.
I think he does it so effectively.
On the other side of that, I think that whole leopard motif or cheetah motif was a bit cheesy. Well, maybe just overall, it's believability. Even though we do not understand the power of the human brain.
This is what made it believable for me. Not only the humor, but also the heart. Two scenes in particular. One when she calls her mom and says, I love you.
Right in the middle of an operation.
Yes, yes.
It's a great scene.
Yeah, with no anesthetic. But then later when she kisses that grizzled French police captain, she kisses him and he says, why? He says, so I can remember. And that's what sold me on the character.
It's consistently her character, Lucy, against the guys.
Yes.
And this has been going on since the beginning of time where we're shown the original Lucy.
Yeah, because the original, you know, what they think was the missing link or whatever, was named Lucy. John, we're writing on a season of a very effective science fiction type film.
Oh.
Snowpiercer, Planet of the Apes movie.
Eye Origins, which I like very much.
Yep.
You've got four very strong movies. Sounds like we're above a C here.
You want me to go first?
I do.
I'm going to give it an A-. I think the only reason I wouldn't give it a full A is that it's just a bit, I don't like science fiction all that much anyhow, but it's just a bit too much there, but it's pulled off with such style that I'm going to give it an A-.
And I'm going to be at a B+, so we are not far away. So go see it, and that'll add to your fourth science fiction that we can identify this summer, and a great treat.
Yep.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.